This is TWiT.
Dave is in Seattle. Hi, Dave.
Hey, Leo. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Doing great, great. Love your show, man.
Is the sun shining in Seattle today?
I'm just getting up. I work late nights and I...
So you don't want the sun to shine. You said, I don't want the sun to shine. Go away, sun. I'm sleeping.
Yeah, I got off at 6 this morning. Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, thank you for getting up for me. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, this is my first day of vacation. We are leaving for Mexico tomorrow.
Oh, how fun.
And last year, we go to the same resort every year. So last year we were there, and I like to bring my movies, and I have a little pocket projector, and I have a little
screen
set up for... but I noticed last year I couldn't get my Vudu movies to work. And I know they partner with Movies Anywhere and they have the link with Amazon and iTunes and everything else. So my question for you is, what do you recommend while I'm out of the country for movies in order to store them or stream them?
Do you want to download them? I mean, obviously when I travel, especially because I want to watch them when I don't always have internet access, like on a plane or a boat.
Right.
So I download them, and that way I've got copies. It's always a little bit of a dicey because Netflix and Amazon, which both allow you to download movies, will also expire them because they don't want to get pirated. But if you do it right before you leave, like right now, download some movies, you can watch them that way. If you're using Movies Anywhere, which I love, Movies Anywhere used to be Disney Movies Anywhere, but Disney took their name off of it. What it does is it will aggregate all the movies you buy on iTunes, Amazon Prime, you mentioned Vudu, V-U-D-U, Google Play, Microsoft, and even Fandango Now. So if you buy, and I love this because, you know, sometimes I'll buy movies in different services, which is stupid.
Right.
But I do that. You know, if I buy them on iTunes, normally I can only play them with I have an Apple TV or an Apple device. But with Movies Anywhere, almost all the movies you buy will now be in your Movies Anywhere subscription, and they let you download them.
Well, if you don't know, they even upgrade them to 4K on the Apple,
I know.
Which I love.
I know. Apple. That's Apple doing that, and I love that. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm aware of all those connections between all those streamers, and I even built myself a spreadsheet because I have multiple accounts. So when I get to Mexico, I'm like, well, which one of these is going to work best for me? But I did already, you know, download a bunch of them, too. I upgraded my iPhone recently, so on my old phone, I deleted everything I didn't want and just put Vudu and I think Amazon Prime on there.
Cool.
And downloaded like 70 movies, so yeah. I think I'm going to be okay, but...
Yeah, I mean, that's a good way to do it. And I like Movies Anywhere because I don't have to think where's my Monster versus Aliens movie? Is it on iTunes or is it in Google Movies? It's stupid of me to buy them on multiple sites, but I do. And that way, everything I've ever purchased, and as you said, it's wonderful that Apple is back upgrading anything that was 4K capable that you purchased.
Right.
That's really great. So of late,
it
I've been...
It can be tricky, too, though. Can be tricky because if I get it on Vudu, it isn't always on...
Right.
It's not always Movies Anywhere compatible is what I'm
saying. Right.
Not all of them.
Lately, a lot of stuff has not been. I know. And not everything will be available for download on every service.
Oh, I didn't even know
just
that.
To further complicate it. Well, all of this gets back to the movie companies and rights issues. And, you know, they may not want you to download them, for instance. Everybody's in Hollywood is so paranoid about piracy that...
Well, not only the download issue, but then also... streaming them out, like with the HDMI out on.
They often won't let you do that unless you're HDCP compliant along the whole thing. That's their copy protection scheme. So yeah, you have to get a projector that is HDCP compliant. Yep.
I guess the trick is to do it, but also like take good notes because I'm going to forget. You know, by this time next year, maybe.
I forget every year, and I have to kind of Lisa and I have to kind of go through it again. And then agree which movies. So I've been, you know, I'm just looking at my Movies Anywhere. I have 101 movies on there because
I've got almost 1,000 on.
Nice.
But only about 700 of them show up on Movies Anywhere. I'm like, well, that's kind of weird.
Yes, that's right. And I'm trying to remember, but one studio has now blocked Movies Anywhere.
Okay.
It might be Disney. I don't know. Who knows? It's all so confusing. Disney is going to do its own streaming service. So there's, you know, there's that.
Right.
It's just, it's, you know, the problem is that, you know, people are so paranoid about piracy, they really try to control all this. I don't blame him. I completely understand. But at the same time, it's very inconvenient. And the sad thing is pirates are not inconvenienced. They know completely.
Yeah, they don't care.
They know exactly how to get the movie into the pirate channel, into BitTorrent and all that. It's only normal people who are inconvenienced. People who have, in most cases, bought the movies and just want to watch them on vacation, please.
Yeah. Well, the hardest part was with a big group of people is deciding which movie to watch.
Oh, I bet.
I got my favorites, but I got to please the whole crowd, you know?
Yeah. I know exactly what you mean. I loved it, though, that Netflix and Amazon Prime both added the ability to download not all their collection, but some of their collection, because that's really helped me a lot. That makes it a lot easier to travel.
Well, it does work, like the ones that transfer over again from Vudu to Movies Anywhere and then back to Prime. I can download those there in the Prime app, the ones that I own.
Right.
So it works out pretty good.
Yeah, that's very nice. Yeah, and you know, again, like I said, the only thing I have to keep an eye on is, has it expired? Because you have to have internet access to renew it, and often they expire.
Oh, okay. See, that's why I thought I could download a bunch of movies on my old phone and then leave it in airplane.
Yeah, no, you can't just... Oh, well, that's interesting.
It doesn't work that way.
I don't know. These guys are pretty sharp.
I guess I'll try.
And again, you own these movies. It's like they're not stopping pirates. Pirates go, oh, well, let me just strip out that code. It's normal.
As I read on the internet, they're talking about Vudu does work in Mexico, but I think it's for movies that you purchase while in Mexico, not for the ones you already own,
right,
which makes it more complicated.
That's the other issue. So according to Movies Anywhere, movies from Disney, Sony, 20th Century Fox, Universal, and Warner Brothers are all okay. But any other studio, mm-mm. So you might be able to buy a motion picture from some other studio, but it won't show up in Movies Anywhere.
Okay. Well, you know, obviously Vudu's partnered with Walmart as well.
Yeah.
And Walmart's all over in Mexico. So
perfect.
I think that's the one to use, but we'll
perfect.
See.
Where are you going in Mexico?
Cabo San Lucas.
Oh, I love Cabo. Have fun.
Yeah, 10 days down there. I can't wait. I want to say I love your show. I appreciate all you guys do. And compliment for you. I just think you're so patient. Sometimes people call and I'm thinking, that's a dumb question. But, you know, maybe my question's a dumb question to someone else. But, of course, you never say that on the radio. I'm like, oh, this guy is so patient with people. It's awesome.
You ever listen to Bill Handel and Handel on the Law? I'm the opposite.
Okay.
Bill calls every question a dumb question. But Bill and I are good friends, and we have just different points of view. He's greatly entertaining. I may not be as entertaining, but I do think that, you know, really the reason I'm here is not to be particularly entertaining, but more to help people understand technology, because I think nowadays, whether you like it or not, you kind of have to.
Well, that reminds me of when Jimmy Fallon was on Saturday Night Live. He was doing a bit where he would be like the computer tech guy for The Office.
Yes.
He'd come in and try to help him. He'd be like, move, get out of the way.
Get out of the way, let me do it here. But that's real life. It's funny because it's true. Hey, it's great to talk to you. Have a wonderful vacation. I hope you can get your sleep schedule back on track.
Oh, I will. Thank you, Leo.
You're welcome, Dave. Take care. Yeah, Bill Handel calls his show Marginal Legal Advice. So it's got the warning right up front.